The Lord is good. Father, we thank you this morning as we open to minister the word, that each person listen have ears to hear and hearts to understand and minds to be renewed. We thank you all over the world, here at Word of Life Christian Center in Darrell and all over the world, that your word is flowing like rivers of living water. We thank you that the Holy Spirit is present to help us in our weakness to become strong, and that we'll hear a word this morning that will reveal to us what you want in our lives. Thank you for every person that is present. Thank you for taking care of us. Thank you for taking care of men and women all over the world that is preaching the gospel and those who are witnessing and telling people about Jesus. And thank you that there'll be a flow here this morning as we open the word of God. We thank you in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Well, I'm glad to see you this morning. I have a word from God for you. I want to read from my apostolic training. You may be seated. Apostolic apostles are pioneers. I want you to hear that because we need to hear that. Apostles are pioneers. And I want to read something to you to know why we're in this area we're in now at this point. Since apostles are set in the church first by God, they have what I call a pioneering anointing. I want you to write pioneering anointing. I want you to get that because the territory that we're going in is pioneering turf. Sort of like a virgin aspect of how the believer should live and the thing that the Lord Jesus had provided for us in his death, burial, and resurrection. So a pioneer is defined as one of the first to settle in a territory. You got that? You heard that? To settle in a, now you know we're settling in hell. The church have taught about healing, but the church have not taught us about health. So actually, this is an apostolic assignment, sort of pioneering. People have been thinking one way for so long, and a lot of time, including myself, thinking the wrong way for so long, and been robbed of rights that we have as believers to walk in divine health. Okay, so this is a pioneering aspect that we're in. And don't get it on your mind, we're just talking about Eden. It's not, we're talking about the whole spectrum of what the cross and what redemption really mean. See, Satan will play a game on you because he'll go and just get on the Eden aspect of it. And it's way more than that. You got to have faith. You got to believe that the covenant, you have a covenant of health. So don't let him pull that trick on you. Because when you go into pioneering territory, there's unexpected snakes in the trees. Okay, you get attacked various ways because it's something that he don't want you to know. All right, so we're pioneering. We're settling a territory in the body of Christ that need to be settled in, all right? Pioneering means to open or prepare for others to follow. Hallelujah. So you are going to be opening for others in your family members, friends that don't understand, you'll be able to sit down and explain to them by not only verbally, but by example in your body that God wants us healthy. Apostles have the anointing to invade new areas of revelation. You heard that? New areas of revelation, ministry or geographically, they're pathfinders and trailblazers. Pathfinders and trailblazers. All right? Now, hear what it says. Without pioneers, we will become stagnant as a church, lacking progression into new areas. You see that? All right. Pioneers keep us moving ahead. They keep us on the cutting edge. They help us set a course for the future. Others are blessed by the courage, vision, and strength of the pioneers. others move in new areas because the way is made by the pioneer. So you becoming a pioneer this morning, because the apostolic impartation is coming on you. Apostles as pioneers preach new truth, not a new Bible, but new truth, plant new churches, establish new believers, and invade new territories with the gospel. This is a territory about your health. Since you was a child, we didn't know nothing about this. And then let me read one more statement. Pioneers are not satisfied with selling down. They must advance until all the land is possessed. I think that's so powerful, and you understand what we're doing. Psalm chapter 121. Psalm 121. I want to instruct you on the insight of my help cometh from the Lord. My help. I would like you to verbally say that. I want you to verbally say that I want you to say that three times because there's a flushing going on. It's a flushing of ideas of what we've been taught as Christian, and we've been sidetracked by man, by commercials, and I want you to get to the point that you, no matter what goes on in your body, you know that my health cometh from the Lord. You know we got to operate in faith. We have to operate in faith because faith is not really physically seeing something. Faith make it come on the scene. The 121st Psalm going to help us so much. I have some powerful principles for you this morning. It's only 8 verses in the 121st Psalm, but it tells us so many great things. I will read it verse by verse, and I want you to walk with me because we're pioneering into the health of God now. Psalm 121, verse 1. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. You see that word cometh? That means the process is continually moving. Your help, whatever condition you're in this morning, let me let you know your health is coming towards you. All right? Listen to me now, because I'm going to give the Holy Spirit a chance to work with us. I will lift up my, verse 1, I will lift up my eyes unto the hill from whence cometh my help. So look, my help. And then we want you to put that right on your footnote of your Bible, my help. My help, my health. My help cometh from the Lord. All right? Now, man wants you to believe your help coming from somewhere else. But there's no man, no woman on the face of the earth that can give you help. Do you understand that? I need you to understand there's no man or no woman on the earth that can give you help. God built you with a built-in help. It can assist you, but they cannot give you help. All right? The second verse says, my help cometh. And I want you to put there, my help coming from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Now, I want you to notice some things in this text. The third verse, Psalm 121:3, he will not suffer thy foot to be moved. Now, the words, the 6 words I want you to underline. He that keepeth, underline keepeth. He that keepeth, thee will not slumber. Now recognize this word keepeth as a continuous process of keeping me healthy. All right? Keepeth. You see that in verse 3? Verse 4. Yeah, it is again. Behold, he that keepeth, underline again, Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. Now, a lot of time in the Bible, there's a comparison of the church to Israel because Israel was God's chosen people. Because of the blood of Jesus, we are God's chosen people. And so whatever he says about Israel, sure enough, it belonged to us. But that's the second time the word keepeth. Now, the fifth verse, you're going to see it the third time. What keepeth mean to you? What keepeth mean to you? See, I want you to think about it because you give the Holy Spirit a chance. What he that keepeth? Three times. The fifth verse, you say it again. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. Health is stand in health. Health is being healthy. And that's what God, and he keep three times, keep it. Now, three more times he's going to say something to us. Very, 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 as a boy, I knew my mom used to preserve figs and stuff in a jar. They did it a certain way. In the sixth verse, he said, the sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall, verse 7, Psalm 121, verse 7. The Lord shall what?
Preserve.
Circle or underline that word in your Bible. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. Look at it again a second. And he shall preserve thy soul. Whoa. You see that? Huh? Because that's one of the things that has to be preserved for health is your soul. And he will preserve thy soul. How many seeing it? All right, verse 8. That is again. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. So there you got three times he said he'll keep me. Three times he said he'll preserve me. Keep. Three times. That's six times. He's repeating himself about, I'm able, wherever I put you, I'm able to keep you in the position.
Yes.
And we're talking about health this morning, right?
Yep.
Huh? Go to one more voice with me. Go to Isaiah 58:8. Isaiah 58:8. Just for a moment, and then I'll start teaching this morning principle. Health, my health cometh from the Lord. Say it again. It don't even sound right. We got so many pills and so many prayers to run. You know what I'm saying? So much commercial. It don't even sound right. My health. That's the derailment.
Right.
I wish you would somewhat, some way type or write down, I've been derailed from my health. Just a reminder, I've been derailed. I'm talking about me too, derailed from my health because I didn't recognize how important, listen, my health is to God.
Yes.
What? My health is so important that God gave his son to die for my health. Now, foreign, pioneering, pathfinding, Jesus died for my health. Mm-hmm. That's not normal language.
Right.
You understand? But you set you as a pioneer and a pathfinder, sitting under this word prophetically, apostolically, pastorally. You become you're going to become a pioneer of health. And many Christians going to have to come to you. Many going to have to come ask you, what are you doing? How are you so unfearful in a time like this? And then you said, I know a secret. He's my keeper. He's my preserver. You follow what I'm saying? You follow what I'm saying? So we're pioneering. So when you're pioneering, there's some bushes you got to cut. There's some trees you got to cut down. And so we pray God that the Holy Spirit, as we work this morning, and look at this scripture here in Isaiah 58:8. Then should our light break forth at the morning, as the morning. Anything you're going to receive in the spirit, you have to have light first.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All I'm trying to do right now is let the Holy Spirit turn the light on. Turn the light on your health in the midst of sickness and disease, man failure, medicine failure, all kind of things going on now. See, but the light got to come on. So this morning I'm expecting the Holy Spirit to turn a light on your health. Your heart never attacked you. You never have a heart attack. You attacked at your heart.
turn that around. That heart, when that heart act up, you've already attacked it. That heart ain't attacking you. You the attacker. And ignorance attack your heart. And man won't teach you no better, but the Holy Ghost is here to teach you more. Look at his voice now. So light. Then shall thy light break forth as the morning. And look what he says next. And thine health shall spring forth speedily. Look, notice you can't reverse that. Your health cannot break forth speedily without the light. See it?
Yep.
And thy righteousness. So he's saying health is a part of my righteousness. Say that. Say it out your mouth. Health is, I know some of y'all are scared to say it. You've been going through so much. Health is a part of my righteousness. And thy righteousness shall go before thee. The glory of the Lord shall be thy re-reward. Now, that re-reward word, my wife and I looked it up many years ago, it means he is a backup. So God give you health and then give you divine backup to keep your health. Are you with me? Huh? Now, this first statement in my introduction to this message from Psalm 122 or 21, and I have to go slowly this morning. The first verse, go back to Psalm 121. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. And I say, well, whence cometh my help? We've been looking for our help from everybody but the Lord.
Come on.
And he is our help. Wave your hand at me. Come on, I ain't lying. Wave your hand at me. Been looking for our help. I mean, we say a prayer, but really, we was on our way before we said the prayer. See, we need to get direction from God. We have been looking for our help from everybody but the Lord, and he is our help. Mm-hmm. He is our help. Listen to this statement that the Holy Ghost said to me. God built my body to be healthy. Turn to Psalm 139. Turn to Psalm 139. You got to keep looking at Psalm 139, verse 14. The enemy has grieved our spirit about health and have pushed our soul out of alignment
right, for
health. I want you to get those two things. The enemy will grieve because we see so much sickness, so much disease. There's a certain amount of grief, grieving that have come to our spirit, and as if we can't do nothing. If we are in a helpless zone, like we don't have a supernatural father. God is our supernatural father. God told us nothing is impossible. But yet we've been derailed in this healing and health area, not believing that even God can't do nothing about my situation. I got to go to man. Now watch what he says now. Watch what he says. In Psalm 139, 14, do you see that? Read that with me. I will praise thee, for I am what?
Fearfully.
Underline that. Fearfully. There's a demonic fear, and there is a godly fear. I fear the Lord, not in a scary fear, but I fear the Lord in a reverential fear, that I might fail not to believe him for what I need. The fear of the Lord is to honor the Lord, to respect the Lord, to expect from the Lord, to recognize that the Lord can do anything.
Right.
All right? So he says, I praise thee, for I'm fearfully, and what's the next word? And what?
Wonderfully
made. And the Holy Spirit asked me a question. Listen to me. For what? Ask me a question. For what? If I'm fearfully and wonderfully made, why am I putting up with so much mess in my body? Mm-hmm. Marvelous are thy works. Show them three words. Fearfully, wonderfully, marvelous. Come on, say them with me. Fearfully, wonderfully, and marvelous. It's describing your body. If you read that whole psalm, it describes what kind of body the Lord has given to you. You never talk to your liver, do you?
Come on.
Look how y'all face. You never talk to your liver. You ever talk to your kidney? You never told them good morning, nothing, thank you, nothing. You never said nothing to them. No, none of us. You never talk to it. You never talk to your heart.
Come on.
I'm talking about your physical heart will pump your blood. You never talk to it. Never talk to your pancreas. Never talk to your digestive system. And they're a living organ.
Yeah.
And they're there to help you. We never talk to them. See, it sounds like it's crazy, but we put all that stuff on them. We'll put medicine on them and everything. And no, even ask them, do you want that medicine? They'll tell you no. They'll tell you no, but y'all don't ever talk to them, you know. Say, no, I can do this myself.
That's right.
Yeah, you're forcing your organ to take stuff. And you never talk to them and never talk to God about it. Listen to me very carefully now. When a pain hit, don't be rebuking the pain. Wherever it's hitting that organ is trying to tell you something, you tell that organ, you and I are together on this.
Right.
I'm with you. I'm praying right now. I'm going to praise God because we fearfully and wonderfully made. I know, I told you, I read we in virgin territory. I told you we're going to be pioneering. I told you we're pathfinders. I told you this is apostolic. I told you before I start preaching, I told you. So don't look at me like I'm talking strange, like I'm not preaching. We're in virgin territory. You're about to go somewhere you've never been before. You're going to live a long, satisfied life. Wave your hand at me. I'm going to live a long, satisfied life. Yeah, don't let no symptom lie to you right now. No attack. Don't let it lie to you. Just keep listening. We got it three times, six times. He said, three times I'm your keeper. Three times I'm your preserver in our text this morning. Yeah, he's telling us that we're fearfully, we're wonderfully, and we're marvelously made. He's talking about that body. But then he says, let me tell you what have happened. Our soul been pushed out of alignment about hell with lies. Okay? Our soul been pushed out of alignment. So we're getting our soul back into alignment. Now I'm going to start teaching you principles in a few minutes, so get ready. God built my heart, my body to be healthy. Mm-hmm. Now listen to the next statement on this. This is going to help you so much. God built my body to be healthy. Say that with me. Watch what the next statement is. I must let it do its work. I must let it do its work. In other words, God built it, but I got to get out of the way and let this body do what God built it to do and stop interrupting this body just because I felt a pain and go grab something and put it in there and make it worse. Your body says, stop pausing in me. You partner with food and you partner with medicine.
Wow.
And I'm fighting for you all day long. All right, you ready? Substitutes cannot take the place of supernatural help.
Right.
And here's what the Lord says. But you need to treat your body with respect. You need to treat your body with respect. Substitutes cannot take the place of, watch now, listen to what I'm saying now, supernatural help. You heard that? Supernatural help. I didn't say help. I said super, that's what Psalm 121 talking about. Supernatural help. I want you from this day forward to expect supernatural help in your body. Hallelujah. Supernatural help is in my body. Say it.
Supernatural help is in my body.
And say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We're in a territory here now. Saints, see. You can't go talk to everybody down the street about this. Supernatural help cometh to my body today. Good God Almighty. Supernatural health manifests in my body today. Supernatural health manifest in my body today. Otherwise, what you're saying, God manifest in my body today. Jesus manifest in my body today. The Holy Ghost manifest in my body today. A rhema word, this is a rhema word, you know, a rhema word manifest in all of my organs today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We've been to church, children. We've been to church. We've been in God's presence. We're going home. Some of y'all at home already. Supernatural help is manifesting in my body right now. I don't care what's going on. I don't care what wind blowing, what supernatural help. All right. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 27 is how it got to happen. It's how supernatural health, you're going to take your body away from commercials, take your body away from all these lies you've been told, science and all this stuff been told you. But I keep my body under. Who keep it?
Me.
And bring it into subjection. I do it. I keep my body under. Usually in this revelation, right? I keep my body under. I keep under my body, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection. It must be won't get out of the way, doesn't it? Lest that by any means, when I preach to others, I myself should be a castaway. Do you see that? Do you see that? And then write down, I preached to you Jeremiah 33:6. Those two verses reveal my health is a covenant and kingdom benefit that I bless the Lord for at all time. A covenant and kingdom benefit. Now you got it in Jeremiah 30:17. You got it there in Jeremiah 33:6. Look at Jeremiah 30:17. I done said Jeremiah 30:17. Eight times. Y'all haven't got it on the board yet. For I restore health unto thee. You see that?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
So what do we need God in the church? What do we need God to do with health? Restore it.
Yeah.
For I restore health to thee and will heal thee of thy wound, saith the Lord. Because they have called thee outcast, saying that this is Zion whom no man seeks after. Go to Jeremiah 33:6, and I want to read this statement to you again. Behold, I will bring it health and cure, and I, pharmaceutical, herbs, vitamin? No. He said, and I will cure them and will reveal. See, oh my, thank you, Holy Ghost. Here we sit, here in Darrow. Health revelations cometh to the body of Christ. Health revelation come to you right now. It takes the Holy Spirit, but health revelation, he said, and will reveal unto them the, look what he gonna give us. Abundance of peace and truth. What we've been worried about so much doing this COVID thing. And now they just playing games with us. Jesus said the Lord revealed in the Old Testament when those snake was biting those people, he told the leader, said, put a brass serpent up on a pole, and when whoever been bitten by that serpent, when they look at that brass, he said they'll be healed. That's revelation, baby. That was a revelation of Jesus Christ coming. So So we've been taken from our health. We need revelation about our health. Are you following me? And that's what God is bringing to the body of Christ. I have so many other things I could be preaching, but he won't let me go. If I even attempt to go somewhere else, he won't let me sleep. He wake me up, give me another revelation, because he wants you to have this. Never too late. Say that too. Never too late. I don't care how long you've been fighting with it. When you get your real revelation, you got it. All right, let me give it to you now. My health is a covenant, big word, and kingdom benefit. We just got to go there. Go to Psalm 103. Go to Psalm 103. We just got to go there. Psalm 103, verse 1. First three verses in Psalm 103. My covenant, my health is a covenant and kingdom benefit. Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, all my soul. See it? And all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, all my soul, verse 2. And forget not all of his benefits. Health is one of my benefits. Now look at the five things here. Go in the third verse. I mean, Psalm 103, forgive us all, who healeth all thy diseases. All right, now let's go to the next verse. Who redeemeth thy life from destruction? How many of y'all say it? Y'all better put your hand up quick so I can go ahead and pray for you. Who redeemeth thy life from destruction? Looking at scripture, who redeemeth our life from destruction, sickness and disease, they are destructive, aren't they? It's one of the most destructive things that Satan is doing in the church today, destroying people. You know, I got to talk about it a little bit, just eating their crazy, silly self, foolishly destroying their own bodies, and then they're taking something to cover it. That ain't covering it, baby. Come on, listen to the apostle. Another thing about apostles, they're not worried about being popular. I'm not trying to be popular. I'm not trying to be your fan. I'm trying to get you where you can live like God wants you to live, all right? So the popularity and all the groove and, oh, Lord, No. And just die, and then do the same thing at your funeral. Who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crown thee with loving kindness and tender mercy. Keep going, next statement. Who satisfies my mouth with good things. Well, I passed one though. Let me get my Bible. I got to get this straight. These five got to be, everybody listening to me got to get this. Psalm 103. Let me go to Bessie. But the point can't really read in my mind who putting it on the board, but I got to get it myself. Bless the Lord, all my soul, and all that within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, all my soul, and forget not all the benefit. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities. Look at verse 3. Who healeth what? All God lying. Jesus lying. The Holy Spirit is a liar. Either he's a liar or he's your Messiah. Either you believe him. No, you're the liar. I'm the liar. And all them around us are liars. Because God ain't lying. This book not lying. So if my health is not there, something I'm doing. Come on, talk with me. Ooh, Jesus. Hallelujah. And then that's five things. I just want you to see where he is, because I'm gonna go to principle number two. I need to skip principle two, number two, but I'm not gonna skip it. Supper time wisdom. And all meals time are important to your health. Supper, breakfast, dinner, all are important to your health. Genesis 1:29 and Daniel 1
1, chapter 1, verse 8. Genesis 1, 29. And God said, behold, I've given you every cow, every chicken, every hog, barren seed, which is upon the face of the earth. And every tree in which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed that you shall be for meat. To you it shall be for meat. That's God's first, that's God's diet plan. He gave them something else after the flood. They kept bothering, so he gave them something else. And the age living dropped from 900, almost 960 years to 110. That's how fast it dropped. You know what he said in Genesis 6:3, right? Look in Genesis 6:3. Look at Genesis 6:3. Almost like a Genesis 6:3 is almost like a fictitious movie to us. Genesis 6:3. And the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he's also his flesh. Yet, come on, look at it. That other one, about 70 and 80, is not a pronouncement that God wants us to live. If you look at the context of that, that is something else God was dealing with. Here said, God said, the number of man days should be what? How many? 120 years. Hallelujah. Satisfied. Still getting around. Man. Look at Daniel 1:8. Supper time wisdom and all meal time wisdom are important to your health. See now, you got to be, see, because you think I'm not preaching, see, on Sunday morning and I'm here talking about supper time and it's like I'm not preaching. But look at Daniel 1:8. I want you to think about the word. I want this word to hunt you down like a heifer. Defy. Defy. Heifer, stop defiling yourself. Defy. Defiling yourself. Defiling your own health. Then you want to go pray and get your beads out and go down with your beads and with your cross and stuff. No. No. What? Look what it says. But Daniel purposed in his heart. What he did? That he would not what?
Defile himself.
Huh? No, he wouldn't let the devil defile him. No, he wouldn't defile himself. See, the devil just sitting back clapping his hand. See? he called us to defile ourselves. All right? Selling for less is over in my life. From now on, I will have the best of health. Now write that statement down because that statement will bring conviction to you. You understand? It's from the Holy Ghost. Matter of fact, I might say, and some men might get upset, but it's an apostolic statement. Selling for less is over in my life. From now on, I will have the best of health. Oh, this one here. Let me look at it right quick. Turn to Psalm 37. Psalm 37, if you will. You're right over in the book of Psalm. I'm going to show you something right quick in that Psalm. Write this down. Steps that will lead you to your healthy place. Steps that will lead you to your healthy place. Steps that will lead you to your healthy place. Psalm 37, verse 1. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envy against the work of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green tree. Now here we begin. Here's step number 1 in verse 3. First word. What's the first word in verse 3? Trust, right? Now, what I do in my Bible, I don't know if you can see this, I circle those words. When I go back to this, I got that word circled. And one of the first steps to supernatural health is trust God. Trust God with your health. Trust. Trust in the Lord.
and do good, and thou shalt dwell in the land, verily thou shalt be fed. Go to verse 4 now. I'm going to give you another step. First step is trust. Verse 4, first word. What the first word is? Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thy heart. Very simple. Next step. Read verse 6, and he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Look at verse 7 now. What's the first word? Rest. You're putting your health in all these places in the Lord. Look at verse 8. Cease from anger. These are steps. You read that 37th Psalm, it'll give you steps to walking in the aspect that my help cometh from the Lord. My help cometh from the Lord. Turn to Psalm 23:5. I know this is going to be a bigger year. Psalm 23:5. Supplements cannot take the place of eating real food. See, not only pills and medicine, but we won't take supplement to think they're going to substitute, and you know, for eating right. They're not. Supplement can't take the place of eating right. So we take our little supplements, you know, take our little one a day vitamin and our immune pill and all that. No, it's not going to do it. You're not going to do it. Supplement, medicine cannot take the place of eating real food. Amen. Here's another one. Seeing the truth about your health. I want everybody listening. Huh? Seeing the truth about your health must be revealed to you. Turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. Seeing the truth about your health must be revealed to you. You're not going to see it on the surface. You're not going to see it by reading a piece of paper. You're not going to see it by just reading the Bible. You're not going to see it by reading a health magazine. It must be revealed to you. That's what Satan don't want. He don't want the revelation of health ever to hit your heart, ever to hit your understanding. He don't want you to have health wisdom. And that's what this pioneering teaching is all about, children. See. No, children, this is not just information. This is impartation. This is demonstration of the spirit and the power. This is a place that the whole body of Christ need to go. Look at that verse. But it's written, eyes have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered in the heart of man the things that God had prepared for them that love him. Look at the next verse now, verse 10. This is where your health come in at. But God has what? Revealed them unto us by who? By his spirit. For the spirit searches all things, yet the deep things of God. About your health. The principle about your health. Your health has to be revealed to you. Seeing the truth about my health must be revealed to me. Seeing the truth about my health must be revealed to me. Because if not, you're going to go on and keep doing the same thing. See? Lord, have mercy on me. I don't give a damn what apostle said. I'm going to eat this. Because you don't have a revelation. You're still in your stupidity. You're still in your ignorance. You can't come out yourself. Your senses can't bring you out of this. Satan got your senses under control in this. The only way you're going to walk out of this is to walk out in your spirit. You can't walk out of it physically. You're going to walk out in your spirit. Once your spirit get it, once your soul get it, you're not going to do it. You're not going to do it. I'm telling you, you're not going to do it in the natural. You're not going to do it. You're going to duck. You're going to be ducking, doing all kind of old crazy stuff. Just ducking. But it don't make no sense, man. You're killing yourself. Subpoenas from heaven is being served to the children of God to come and take their health back. So what I'm preaching this morning is a subpoena. It's a divine subpoena from God. Say, listen, I don't want you to get to 50 years old and fall over and talk about you old. 60, you ain't old. 70, you ain't old. 80, you're not old. He said he renew my youth like an eagle. See, that's the old mass mind thinking. That's your crazy family generation. Mine's too. They're the same old mass thinking, you know. Hey, let me tell you something. Everybody not hearing what you're hearing this morning.
Amen.
What? They're doing this, you know. But they're not pioneering this territory. I'm telling you, it's a serious moment in the body of Christ. And I'm not preaching to have you condemned. I want the Holy Spirit to give you conviction and give you wisdom about it step by step. You know what I'm saying? Because this is so important to God. God need a remnant of people who walking in the divine ability he have given you in your body. You have divine abilities, all right? All right, let me give you one or two more things and I'm going to close. That subpoena was Psalm 121:1-2. Psalm 121:1-2. That subpoena from heaven is being served to the children of God to come and take their health back. You keep bringing me back. Lord, I'm trying. All right. Shopping. Like you go to the store shopping? Anybody know anything about shopping? All right. Shopping in faith will remove all fake food out of your life. Faith, fake. Shopping in faith will remove all fake, F-A-K-E, food out of your life. Mark 11:22. Have faith in God. Shopping in faith will remove all fake food out of your life. See what I'm preaching for is conviction. Once you get convicted yourself, your help is there, baby. He's waiting on you. Listen to this. What if Joshua would not have follow instruction to deal with the Jericho wall? What if Joshua decided, I'm going to do it this way. We're going to march around this wall two times. So watch, because I'm setting you up for a statement that the Holy Spirit will give you. Shouting for the walls of sickness and diseases to fall without following God's instruction will not work. Shouting for the walls to fall, but you're not following instruction. Why? Just like Joshua in Joshua 6 was given instruction. This morning here at Word of Life Christian Center, the walls of sickness, disease, cancer, diabetes, all those different diseases that attack our bodies, the wall that Satan has set up for us not to be able to see that God has already provided help for us.
Amen.
Okay, let me make this statement. I want you to have this statement down. Shouting for the walls, W-A-L-L-S, of sickness, disease to fall without following God's instruction will not work. I've seen them die. I've stood by the bed speaking in tongues, but they didn't follow instruction. Look at Joshua 6, 1 and 2 right quick. Joshua 6, 1 and 2. I got to hurry. Joshua 6, 1 and 2. Now Jericho was strictly shut up. Sickness and disease, according to how we've been going by it, is strictly shut up. None going in for help, none coming out with help. Now Jericho was strictly shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in. Go to the next verse. And the Lord said unto Joshua, see, Woo, that's revelation. See, ain't no way you outside that wall, that big tall wall, talking about seeing that wall, you're going to get in that wall going to fall. See, I've given unto thy hand Jericho and the king thereof and the mighty man of Vail. And you read the story, you're going to see how he told him, give him instruction. But here's what the Lord is saying to us today. A remnant of us, see, I've given you help. And the wall of sickness and disease got to fall. But I need you to follow my instruction.
Yes.
You see that? I need you to follow my instruction. Let me give it to the statement again. Shouting for the walls of sickness and disease to fall without following God's instruction. Some people just exercise. Oh, they exercise. Yeah, 2 or 3 hours. Exercise, exercise. And then go eat a honey bun. Now, you know, I can cuss a little bit. I'm going to tell you I'm going to cuss. It was a jackass that heard God, and the prophet that riding the jackass didn't hear him. That's in the Bible. Jackass said, you don't know what we're going into? So I don't know whether the jack on top or at the bottom.
Come on.
See? Huh? I don't know if it was the person riding the jackass, or the jackass with the jackass who was riding the person who wasn't a jackass. Shouting for the walls of sickness and disease to fall without following God's instruction will not wait. Now listen to this. Let me see this here. Hallelujah. I'm about to close, children. We're pioneers. That's why I read to you this morning, you see. Here's one thing you have to do. Soaking your soul in health truth at all time. 3 John 2. And Psalm 139, verse 14. Soaking your soul. Your soul is a soul issue. Not a body issue, it's a soul issue. Got one or two more I'm going to give you. I've been preaching about 50 minutes. Here's what you're going to have to do. You can't do it on your own. Surrendering to the will, purpose, and plan of God is a long, satisfied life. Surrendering to the will, purpose, and plan of God is a long, satisfied life. Staying healthy is a plan from God. Jeremiah 29:11. Staying healthy is a plan from God. It's God's plan for me, for you, to stay healthy. Our body going to be attacked? Absolutely. But I tell you one thing. I'm getting this right now, all right? This is going to be with you the rest of your life. I'm not going to be the one who attract the attack. Whoa, you heard it? I'm not going to be the one that attract the attack to my body when I know better. Do you know how many millions of people never heard what you're hearing? Huh? Do you know how many probably millions of preachers that won't step in this area? They don't have the anointing for it. They worry about finances. They worry about members leaving and going to hear a soul preacher. But I'm not even worried about that because God told me to tell you that there's another level to live on. That health is a heaven dignified level. That you're living down here in the midst of all these diseases, but you're walking in health because you know something on the inside. You got a revelation. You got both inside. You got the inside of your spirit, the inside of your soul, the inside of your physical organ, and then in your inner man, you know.
help belong to you. Glory to God, hallelujah. Glory to God, I don't know, hallelujah. Surrendering to the will, purpose, and plan of God is a long, satisfied life. Let me close with this. Too many unsolved cases by not letting God in on it. God always come with instruction. See, we want God to come with deliverance. No. God come with instruction. He come with revelation. See, if we follow, listen to me, children. If we follow the instruction, if we follow the revelation, you know what's coming next? Manifestation and demonstration. I mean, it's just very simple. It's very simple. See, we have made church out of showmanship. A whole lot of singing, a whole lot of preaching, but not enough instruction that people can come under conviction that the Holy Spirit can have something to work with. Let me read this last statement to you. Too many unsolved cases by not fully letting God in on it, that he may give the solution to sickness, suffering, and an unsatisfied life. One more time, we'll read that to you again. Too many unsolved cases, cases that men cannot solve. I've heard it too many times. I sit to the table with people and they come and they get in a room and they say, that's all we can do. Thank God for the efforts. Too many unsolved cases by not fully letting God in on it. You hear me? We have to fully let God in on it, that he may give the solution. Children, y'all hearing me? That he may give the, I'm a representative of him, you know, that he may give the solution, that he may give the solution, that he may give the solution to all sickness, all suffering, and an unsatisfied life. I told you, Psalm 91 is our protection, is our vaccination. And he said that it should not come near thee. See, people make fun of that. Look, this is a prescription. I don't know why they won't make fun of our prescription. Because if they make fun of, if it wasn't for our prescription, they wouldn't be here. The earth is the Lord. And the food and the world, and they that dwell in. You see what I'm saying? So I'm not against anybody, but I'm against stupidity. And I'm against the body of Christ being destroyed. This series on health going to help millions and millions and millions of people to come out. Because there's more going to come. But those who are walking in these revelations like we're talking about, and I give all the credit to the Holy Ghost and to Jesus. I don't know all this stuff. But man, you all know, you know what you've heard this morning? My help cometh from the Lord. Say that with me three times. My help cometh from the Lord. My help cometh from the Lord. My help cometh from the Lord. And read that Psalm 121. Read it over and over again. I said that six, he says, he's going to keep us three times. It said in that psalm, he's going to preserve us three times. So God is the keeper of my health. God is the keeper of my body. And God is the preserver of my body. And I'm going to follow his instruction and direction. And listen, don't be condemned. Don't be condemned. And don't be laughing and playing when you're doing stupid stuff. Don't laugh about it. Don't laugh at your own stupid self and think you're getting over on me.
I'm a mere man. I'm not your God, but I come to bring the message. So, I mean, if it take a while for you to make changes, that's okay. But just know you got to make some changes. All right. I love you. I want peace. I want you to live long. I don't want to be your ruler. I just got to come out and tell you what the master told me to tell you. I'm not fighting against you. I'm for you. I want you to live a long, satisfied life. But you're going to have to work with it. All right. God bless you. I'll see you on next round.